With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Iran's chief judge is signaling fast trials and executions of citizens arrested in nationwide protests. The Iranian regime's brutal crackdown on dissent has claimed more than 2,500 lives. As he weighs his options, President Trump vows to come to the aid of the Iranian freedom fighters, challenging the tyrants.
I say save their names because they'll pay a very big price. And I've canceled all meetings with the Iranian officials until the senseless killing of protesters stops. And all I say to them is help is on its way. You saw that I put tariffs on anybody doing business with Iran.
Where the nightmare continues.
A near total internet blackout means only a partial picture is emerging of what's happening in Iran. But what is getting out tells a terrible story. From grisly videos of open air morgues to anguished messages expressing shock and fear. Iranian officials admit that thousands have died. They blame it on protesters they call terrorists. But human rights groups are gradually collecting evidence of a brutal crackdown unleashed by Iran to quell the unrest. Mass arrests and executions are part of it.
The BBC's Lise Doucette. President Trump threatens to cut federal funding to sanctuary cities as of February 1st. The Justice Department says there is no basis for a civil rights investigation, the fatal shooting of an anti-ICE demonstrator in Minneapolis. The Supreme Court appears likely to uphold state bans on transgender athletes participating in girls and women's sports. At least 29 people have been killed. A massive construction crane came crashing down onto a moving passenger train in northeast Thailand. On Wall Street, the Dow futures are down 78 points. This is SRN News. A new report on the persecution of Christians worldwide.
It comes from Global Christian Relief, and it reveals that the country where believers are most likely to be killed for their faith is Nigeria, followed by the Democratic Republic of Congo and Ethiopia, all in sub-Saharan Africa and all in the grip of Muslim terrorist groups. Christians are the most likely to be arrested for their faith in China, with Russia and Iran coming in second and third in that category. Abductions and assaults are most likely in Mexico. Michael Harrington reporting.
Netflix is pushing the gay agenda on kids. That's the assertion of Concerned Women for America after conducting research into the giant streaming platform's programming. According to an analysis by CWA, 41% of Netflix G-rated shows and 41% of those rated for kids down to the age of 7 contain LGBT messages and storylines. That's according to CWA. This is SRN News. It's a troubling example of just how pervasive fentanyl has become in this country, but happily, at least in this case, there's a happy ending to the story.
Six puppies in the Pacific Northwest are recovering now after being treated for a suspected drug overdose. Firefighters use oxygen and CPR to revive the little rascals. It's believed the puppies possibly consumed fentanyl. Animal control officials are investigating possible cruelty or neglect. The dogs were dropped off by two people at a fire station in Gold Bar, Washington. The dogs have now been given a clean bill of health and will soon be released to loving homes. Jason Walker reporting.
China's trade surplus has surged 20%, hitting a record $1.2 trillion, and that's even with President Trump's tariffs. Chinese exports rose 5.5% last year. More details at SRNnews.com.